In this video, we are looking at a hard but very important issue, how to honor aging parents without taking over their lives. This is one of the central tensions in later life family care. Adult children may see concerns clearly and feel urgency. Parents may feel watched, corrected, or pushed. Both sides can love each other and still end up in a power struggle. The Bible teaches honor your father and your mother and also teaches families to practice godliness in the home. In later life, honor does not mean pretending everything is fine. It also does not mean control. Honor means treating one another as image bearers of God with dignity, truthfulness, patience, and care. If you are the parent, it is wise to remember that receiving some help is not the same as losing your worth. You are still an adult. You still matter. Your voice still matters. At the same time, wisdom includes telling the truth about limits, fatigue, memory concerns, health changes, and practical burdens before a crisis forces the issue. If you are the adult child, your role is not to become the ruler of your parents' life. Your role is to serve with humility, clarity, and restraint. You may see problems that need attention, but how you respond matters. Fear often tempts people to overfunction. They start managing, correcting, checking, and deciding too quickly. That may feel efficient, but it often damages trust. A healthier path is shared stewardship. Start with conversations, not commands. Ask before assuming. Listen before solving. Say things like, "I want to support you, not take over." Or, "Can we talk about what feels harder than it used to?" That kind of language protects dignity while still facing reality. For both generations, one helpful shift is this. Name the problem together instead of naming each other as the problem. The issue may be medications, missed appointments, unpaid bills, driving concerns, loneliness, or household safety. When families focus only on personality, they fight. When they define the issue clearly, they can work on it together. This is also where boundaries matter. A parent may need to say, "I want your help," but not daily criticism. An adult child may need to say, "I love you, but I cannot carry this alone." Boundaries are not rejection. Healthy boundaries reduce resentment, confusion, and emotional explosions. Ministry leaders should learn this well. Many families need someone who can calmly encourage dignity, truth-telling, and early planning without acting like a controller, attorney, or therapist. This course offers biblical wisdom and practical preparation, not legal or medical advice. The goal is to help families talk earlier and prepare more peacefully. What not to do? Do not treat an aging parent like a child. Do not confuse urgency with permission. Do not use guilt, fear, or embarrassment to force cooperation. Do not avoid the conversation until the family is already in crisis. Do not assume love gives you authority over another adult's choices. A better way is honest, respectful, repeated conversation. Honor grows when people feel seen, heard, and told the truth with gentleness. In many families, this topic is not solved in one talk. It becomes a shared journey of adjustment, prayer, humility, and wise next steps. That is not failure. That is often how faithful stewardship works.